ما لم يسلم دما حراما. حضرت ابن عمر رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a believer will continue experiencing comfort in his religion so long as he does not shed any haram blood. Here we explain what is meant by haram blood, that blood that is unlawful in Islam. You find that the person who is a believer, a Muslim, number one, and we're not allowed to kill him at any cost, because he believes in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you find that there is a person that is known as a zimmi. Zimmi is that non-Muslim that is staying in a Muslim country. Sometimes you go to the Muslim lands, you will see that within the Muslim communities, there are non-Muslims also staying there. So they have been allowed to stay there, so they are known as zimmis. And then the next type of people you get is those mu'ahids, those people that are our country, for example, a Muslim country, and that country has some type of peace agreement. So because of that peace agreement, that understanding that is there, so then to unlawfully make khiyanat and to deceive somebody and to take blood, even in Islam, it honors that. Then you get the next type of person, that person that is a musta'min, that person that has come in with some kind of security. He has come in with some visa, official business visa, tourist visa, this visa, that visa, he has come in. So officially he has come in. So even Islam recognizes that and respects that. So all these type of people, it is respected that their lives shouldn't be taken away unlawfully, without any right. Imagine what change has taken place in Islam. It is mentioned that in the time of Jahiliyyah, for a person to bury his daughter was nothing. Quran makes mention of it. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدٌ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدَّ وَهُوَ قَدِيمٌ. Person is given the news that his wife has given birth to a girl. Then his face would become dark out of shame, and he would be extremely upset about it. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. He would actually start hiding away from the people. He's so embarrassed that I've been given a baby girl. So embarrassed he is. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التَّرَابِ. He says, I've got one of two choices. Either I live with this embarrassment, I live with this humiliation, أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التَّرَابِ, or I take this child and I put it in the ground. One of two options. سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Evil is what they decide, Allah Pak mentions in the Quran. That's how it was, that a person would think that this is something shameful to love with a baby girl. Either he puts the thing in the ground, puts the child in the ground. It's mentioned that when a woman would give birth, then immediately they would have a pit ready. That if it was a girl, immediately put, people don't know, he gets saved from the embarrassment, immediately put the child. Or sometimes the child would be allowed to grow a few years. It's mentioned in one riwayat, the person he mentions the incident, he says that my child was understanding, she was grew up a little bit, and one day I took her to go and bury her. He explains the whole incident, a very touching incident, that I took her to one of the wells that were dried up. It was not in use. So as I'm taking her, she was so excited that my father is taking me for an outing today. So she got excited and she was so happy, and she was going happily with the father. And she was there with the father, and he says that he still remembers that when he put her in, she wasn't sure what's happening. But when he started throwing sand over her, then she started crying out, oh my father, help me, help me. He said he continued throwing sand until her voice couldn't be heard any longer. So when he remembers this thing now in Islam, then this brings tears to him, that what type of jahalat they were. So here Islam is teaching us that every person, even a non-Muslim, forget your own child or who it may be, even a non-Muslim's blood is valuable and is honored in Islam in these situations. Anyway, the last hadith that we're doing today, عن خولة بنت عامر الأنصاري عن امرأة حمزة رضي الله عنه عن امجد وعنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن رجالا يتخوضون في مال الله بغير حق فلهم النار يوم القيامة. That حضرت خولة بنت عامر الأنصاري, she was the wife of حضرت حمزة رضي الله عنه, الله سبحانه وتعالى be pleased with her also. قالت, she says that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم say that a person who wrongfully acts in acquiring the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be in the fire of Jahannam. What is meant by this? That is, a person is given a public position, public wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means public funds. Person is acting in a position where he is administering public funds and he's not careful about what he's doing. He's taking things for personal benefit, using things incorrectly, embezzlement of funds, etc. And this person will be in the fire of Jahannam. How strict and how careful the person should be who's handling other people's money. Very often you find people complaining, especially when it comes to the wealth of yatims, of orphans, and the wealth of women. People are using the funds such that they're taking personal benefit from him. Islam is so careful, and many ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالِ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. That person that consumes the wealth of an orphan unjustly, is actually consumed in his stomach the fire of Jahannam. So serious it was. Sahaba were afraid that how can we now even look after the wealth of the yatim, maybe we will eat from it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to them that eat, in other words, spend from their money on them, on this yatim, to their normal extent. Don't be too extravagant and don't unlawfully eat from there. They were so worried, Sahaba, that we shouldn't be taking anybody's funds unlawfully, even a yatim. So like that, when it comes to the wealth of yatim, it comes to the wealth of widows. Many a times people have got the wealth of widows in their position to administer on their behalf. The widows don't know how to look after it, so they give it to some person in trust, and the person usurps it and uses it for his own investments and for his own benefit. So here the hadith is warning us that the person will find himself in the fire of Jahannam just because he's not careful of public funds or people's funds. So we've got to be very, very careful that whenever it comes to the money of others, when it's our money, we have to be careful. But if we are not careful, we won't be taken to task like this. But when it is the money of others, we have to be 100% careful, whether we are working in a position as an employee in a shop, or whether we are in a position of some kind of amanah, people have given us some type of wealth, or we have been put in a position where a person is in charge of the finance of a company, a private company, whatever it is. But he has to be extra careful that in no way I should be usurping and taking even 1 cent of haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.